while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Thursday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Shakopee police say they've arrested a suspect in connection to yesterday's shooting during a prayer service. 3M is the target of a new lawsuit filed by the Australian government, and the Twin Cities Irish Fest is in financial trouble. But first, the new acting police chief in Minneapolis, Katie Blackwell, is making her first public statement. This follows the resignation of former chief Brian O'Hara after an independent investigation found that he interfered with a probe into his own workplace conduct. The 25-year department veteran steps into the role with extensive local policing experience and a highly decorated background as a Minnesota Army National Guard veteran. In a written statement, Blackwell says in part that the men and women of the Minneapolis Police Department remain committed to serving the community, that operations will continue without interruption, and that the public should expect the same level of professionalism, responsiveness, and dedication during the transition. She will oversee all day-to-day operations and department safety initiatives while city officials navigate the search for a permanent chief. Chief O'Hara also releasing a statement through his attorney.
O'Hara's attorney in a statement said that the circumstances should not define his service and that O'Hara was proud to serve Minneapolis and remained grateful to the officers and community partners who did difficult work under extraordinary pressure. It went on to tout the crime numbers, which are down substantially, and the progress that has been made in rebuilding trust within the community and navigating through this winter's federal immigration surge. The allegations of the investigation or the incident that led to his resignation were not addressed in the written statement. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Some members of the Minneapolis City Council expressing their concerns over Mayor Jacob Fry's handling of the situation and calling for more transparency. Council President Elliot Payne says he'd like to see more collaboration between the mayor and the council when it comes to big decisions like this.
I think that the mayor should be relying on us to expand his view of judgment on some of these hard decisions. And I think that when he goes off into his office alone and makes decisions without actually working with city council, you get this result, which is a total lapse of judgment.
Payne says the council was never made aware of any investigations involving O'Hara. In a statement, Mayor Fry says he doesn't make decisions based on rumors and anonymous complaints because that would mean making decisions based on optics, not facts. He also says that Payne was one of the first people he called after making the decision to discipline O'Hara and called the conversation with the council president cordial. He also says he never mentioned the concerns he's now bringing up publicly. Shakopee police say they've arrested a suspect in connection to yesterday's shooting during a prayer service at the Canterbury Park Expo Center. That suspect was taken into custody at 8:35 this morning and is being held in Scott County Jail. Meanwhile, the victim has been identified as 26-year-old Khalid Ibrahim Abdi of Shakopee. The Minnesota Board of Pardons has granted a pardon for a man about to be deported.
49-year-old Chai Vang was convicted of aggravated robbery in 1994 when he was 18 years old. He served a 4-year prison term and has not committed any other crime since then. He is undocumented and was recently arrested by ICE, so the board moved up the meeting to address his case. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Over the past 30-plus years, Mr. Vang has started a family, he's become a critical member of the community, and he has lived a life without any serious criminal violations since that time.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Maplewood-based 3M is the target of a new lawsuit filed today by the Australian government.
The government claims the company knowingly used forever chemicals in firefighting foam that contaminated dozens of defense bases across the country. The claim seeks $1.4 billion in damages. It's the largest ever brought by Australia as it looks to cover past and future expenses related to managing the contamination. 3M plans to contest the claim, saying it stopped selling the foam in Australia 2 decades ago, but that the Defense Department continued using it longer.
That's WCCO Radio's Laura Oakes reporting. U.S. Representative Angie Craig has officially filed for the Senate primary and says she'll skip this weekend's DFL endorsing convention. Craig says rather than trying to win the endorsement, she's focused on a statewide summer campaign.
Most Minnesotans can't put a delegate vote over driving their dad to a doctor's appointment. I respect the folks tremendously who participate in the DFL endorsement process. I know every single one of the delegates have lives too, but they are the exception.
She says the move lets everyday voters decide the party's nominee in August. Finally, the Twin Cities Irish Fest, formerly known as Irish Fair of Minnesota for 45 years, is in financial trouble, raising doubts about the future of the event.
Numerous issues have contributed to their money problems, including increased competition, inflation, and the weather. Board Chair Macy Ashby.
We are a very weather-dependent event. We had a storm a couple of years ago, and then we had the big heat wave last year, and sometimes that can be really impactful in how much money we're able to bring in.
A massive fundraising campaign will help offset these costs.
This particular funding drive that we're doing is looking to raise ideally about $80,000 to help us get into that kind of more sustainable financial situation.
Regardless, the 2026 event will take place August 7th through the 9th at Harriet Island with a free block party June 27th to celebrate the campaign's conclusion. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.